This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer and broadcaster, here to spend some time focusing on several different issues that confront us as family farmers. This program is put together every week in several different forms on the radio as a podcast. You can get the essence, the nuance, if you will, of our discussions, whether it be my commentary, the news segments, what's going on the farm, or the conversations we have with people who run successful farm organizations and operations that they can help perhaps inspire you to do things on your farm that you hadn't thought about. So it's for the American family farmer, for the people running farm businesses, and for the locavores that use the things that we grow. I find it very interesting to see as technology enhances what's going on the farm. Some of us, well, we wax philosophical every once in a while to the good old days and the way that we ran our farms, what we planted, what we grew, how we grew it, what our tractors were like, what our equipment was like, all of that sort of thing. And then you look around today and you see what's available for use depending on the size of your farm. I wonder how many of you have a drone. Do you have an unmanned aerial vehicle that you use to gather information about how things are growing on your farm? If you got 200, 300, 400 acres, then you probably could be well served. These things are not expensive, by the way. You can buy them for $200, $300, $400 with a camera on them, and they can go nose around out in the back 40 and see what's going on. Interesting, though, the feds have to get in on this, and maybe this is a good thing. This is back to the good old days. Are they better, or are the days that we're in better? I guess it just depends on your point of view. The drone, the idea of using drones for imaging what's going on, where there may be a problem on your farm, with animals too as well. I have noticed some of the research in the last couple of years that's been done on this, how people are using them. There's a report that is in development at the moment, which is being done in part with the FAA and the USDA, to try to figure out how we can use these drones and have them not get in the way of commercial traffic or manned, I'm thinking of the most obvious. I saw a report, I think last weekend, about a drone crashing into, or vice versa, a crop dusting plane. And you can imagine, the crop dusters fly at low level, usually 200, 300 feet, and the drones are going to be at least at 200, 300, 400 feet. So there's something there. I use that as an example because there are a lot of examples of how these things, the bigger ones, even being used to spray themselves. You can have self-propelled planes or something that, you know, sort of replaces a plane that you can use for that kind of a challenge, of a task. Meanwhile, there are a lot of risk. I think in this circumstance, though, I think the rewards, and I don't usually go down this path. I'm not much for some of the really wild modern technology. I'm a guy that doesn't even really like operating a round baler or a bale wrapper. I'd rather have the old square balers and put them in the wagon, stack them up, and bring them to wherever they need to go. But, you know, things are changing, and that technology is good because it helps those of us who make a lot of hay. It helps us to save the hay, and it also helps the people we're selling it to utilize it without having to have buildings. So there's that. Anyway, back to the operational software of the drones that are being used now. There are companies that are selling this software to be used to guide the drones. Don't ask me how they do it. They program it in, and you can put in a certain longitude, latitude, or you can put in direction. It's kind of, as I understand it, it's being used like Waze. Do you know what Waze is? W-A-Y, I'm sorry, W-A-Z-E. W-A-Z-E, Waze, is the, on most of our iPhones, we have direction finders, and that's what Waze is. Many of us have these things in our cars, but I find in my car, they don't work at all, or they work, but they don't work well. Waze works well. And there's something about that software that's pretty accurate. So you can use, as I understand it, you can use the software that's like Waze to guide you, find a location where you want the drone to go. You program it into, I mean, it almost sounds like weird science, but you know how you program the Waze. You put in an address and you hit the go button and it shows you how to get there, how much time it'll take. Well, using something like that, you can program your drone to go look around various places on your farm, identify them. I'm sure that they're, you know, the U.S. Geological Survey has all of the important material that is, I guess what I would say in looking at it, it gives you the opportunity to find the problems on your farm, things you need to keep your eye on, and you program it into the drone and send the drone out in the morning to go look at it. Wow. That's pretty cool, actually. And as I say, it's called, for those of you who are looking for the software, it's called Precision Hawk. It allows you to maximize the monitor aspects, and then you have a program. It feeds back the video to a computer, and then you can look at it when it's convenient for you. Wow. Modern farming. Who would have thunk it? 14 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no, not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833.
All right, let's get to our conversation of the week with Wendy Johnson, who is a farmer from Charles City, Iowa. She was born on the farm. Wendy, were you born on that farm, or did you move from one farm to another?
I was born on a farm about 2 miles from where I live right now.
Uh-huh. So you're like me. I haven't been. I have not owned a house or lived anywhere permanently outside of the quarter mile area that I've been in for all of my life. So you have done the same thing. What's the plus and the minus of that? You're where you grew up. Is it good because you know everybody and your family knows everybody? Has that helped you?
I kind of have a different situation, though. You know, I grew up there, but I moved away when I was 18. And then I moved back to this area 18 years later. So there was kind of a pause, you know, between the times I was living here as a teenager versus, you know, living here as an adult. So there's some good and bad to that. I think maybe some people think I'm still that, you know, that
the kid next door
teenager.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep,
and
yep.
I've actually had some other experiences in my life, and I'm probably quite a bit different than I was when I was a teenager. So.
Yeah. Well, isn't that true of all of us? I can say that in terms of my own experience. I'm glad you're telling that story because it gives me a little chance to review myself, thinking about who I grew up around, the farmers that were influences on me. One man was like my second father, and he was a very sensitive, sweet man, taught me a lot about the cows, and I loved him and loved it. I think that's why I loved the cows as much as I did, because of what he influenced me to think, whereby then I think about the other fellow who was down the street from him who had the produce farm, and man, was I scared of him. So we probably all grew up. And at my age, I don't have to be scared. I don't have to be afraid of anybody anymore, but, you know, you have those things. So what did you like best about where you grew up?
I liked being close to my grandparents because the farm I live on now is actually my grandparents' farm.
Yep.
And so I have really great childhood memories of coming to visit this farm and my grandparents and spending a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
And that's a highlight. Growing up in a small town in a very rural area was kind of, I couldn't wait to leave. When I think about memories as a child, I guess I just enjoyed being outside all the time, and that was part of being a farm girl and living in rural America, is just being outside, snow below freezing, hot 100 plus days, humidity, you know, any kind of weather. It was just nice to be outside to play.
Yeah. Well, you can have all that stuff. I never liked the cold weather. And I've been fortunate to escape it for the last 30 years in the wintertime. It doesn't do that part of it, never. But this time of year, as I'm spending a lot of time in California, I'm thinking, okay, I bought my seeds. I'm ready to go. We get excited. You know, for people who are on the farm, this may be more exciting. Most people get excited about the coming spring, but more of us who are on the farm get excited, even though you talk lovingly about snow and cold. You can have all that. You can keep it. But then we know that there's a thaw coming and that there are things we can see the stuff grow, and that's an exciting thing. So I want to talk about you and your husband's collaboration on the farm in Charles City, Iowa. It's called Joia Food Farm, J-O-I-A, foodfarm.com. Go to their website, 21 after the hour.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat. And your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a four-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava-hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had. This is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Keep your motor running. 23 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Wendy Johnson from Joya Food Farm in Iowa. So she's told us the story about where she came from. I just anecdotally, as I listen to you, sometimes I compare with people who are telling the story so we can all identify with you and your situation. I thought it was very important for me to get away from my family as well. I grew up in Massachusetts. And I couldn't wait to get to Ohio to go to school. And what I ended up doing was working on a dairy farm and a bull farm while I was a college student. And it gave me the opportunity to see farming a little differently than what I had grown up around, because every region has different ways of doing things. So I got my start in radio and continued my interest in the farm when I was in college. It sounds like you had a pretty good college experience. You met your husband, right, when you went to school?
No, I actually didn't meet him for a ways later. So.
Oh, I thought you did, really?
No, wow. I went to school in Minnesota, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and that's where I met him quite a few years later. Yeah.
What did you do in Los Angeles?
I moved there to work as a stylist for television and film, and
I
ended up not really enjoying that occupation. I just felt like I needed something a little bit more substantial that I could feel really good about.
Yeah.
So I changed careers, but in the meantime, after I'd moved to Brazil for some time, and then I moved back to Long Beach, California, actually, and then that's where I had met him. So
well. What is the old thing about you can't keep them down on the farm after they've seen the big city? I don't think that that's true at all. I think many of us that live part-time in the big city, I've had it because I have a part-time home in Los Angeles, and it's I like it there a lot. My children are there, but I don't. It's not the farm. I don't want to, you know, people have said, why don't you go move to California where your children are? I don't want to. I don't want to be there. I want to be on the farm.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for the suggestion, but I would rather be here. So what did your husband know about farming?
Absolutely nothing. He had never been east of Las Vegas. So
really?
Kind of a, he had, his diet was so different than mine, and it was just kind of an eye-opener, I think, for him when he moved to Iowa.
Mm-hmm. So how, is he a partner on the farm with you? Did you make a farmer out of him?
Yes. I did. It's pretty amazing. He is a success story. he has really taken, animals have been his forte. And so we took a course on holistic management. I don't know if you've ever read that book by Alan Savory, but
I have not.
The emphasis is to, you know, do what is what you're good at and embrace those things and maybe move away from the things that maybe you're not so good at or hire them out or whatnot. And so he's really, my husband Johnny's really embraced animals, and so that is his job or forte on the farm, and that's what he really enjoys to do. So he's our herdsman slash animal caregiver, I guess.
All right. So you made a big leap. This is, I'm aiming this at a lot of people who are younger who are thinking about the same thing. I have a lot of younger farmers on the program because they have tended to find solutions to many of the problems that we are all facing being on the farm. But in training or getting him to find his legs, if you will, on the farm, did you have to teach him? Did he learn by doing? How did he learn to become a farmer?
Learn by doing. It's all experiential, and it is for me, too. It's not like it was an intrinsic thing. You know, I grew up on a farm that was a corn-soybean farm. My dad built some of the first hog confinements in the area in the early 70s, and but I was never really a part of that whole thing, you know. I didn't really have an interest in it. Mm-hmm. And so coming back to the farm, there was the way that we farm is a lot different than that, and there's just a lot of learning, hands-on learning. Mm-hmm. Mentorships are really important, having a mentor or several mentors, going to conferences, learning about this type of agriculture, that's all important.
It's the new world order, man. It's the new world order of farming, and there's no getting away from it. And it's probably a good thing for many of us to understand. All right, hold on a second. Wendy Johnson, we continue with a focus on what she and her husband have done and how they've done it on the Joya Food Farm at joyafoodfarm.com.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no, not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
After the hour now, the American Family Farmers Show with Doug Stephan. Ira Wallace is our guest this week from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. We were talking about an encounter that she and her group had with Monsanto. So you said, unfortunately, you lost. What was the tenant, the tone of the suit?
Well, this suit was actually a challenge to their right to have utility patents that do not allow for research or for saving your own seeds, that this was against the public good. And so it would be against all of their patents. And the judge had the nerve to tell us that Monsanto had agreed to not sue any organic farmers, so we shouldn't be worried about their...
Yeah, nice of them.
That's
how
right.
Swell.
So that was the way that it ended. But it did go up to, you know, the district court, and other people are continuing to, you know, challenge Monsanto's right to control our seeds this way.
Uh-huh.
This is, seeds are what the food system, you know, depends on. If you don't
right.
have good seeds, you can't grow good
And crops. They want to control them all so they can control the food supply on the entire planet. That's what they want.
Yeah, they are, and they've been they bought an enormous number of small companies that used to be independent. You see all those different brand names. That's why you need to ask whoever you get your seeds from, who produces their seeds? Where do they come from?
Right.
It's what's just the, like know your farmer.
What's the value of you having? Let's help people understand, because people say, well, what's so wrong? Seeds are seeds. Why do we care? We get them from Monsanto or we get them from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. What's the difference?
Well, seeds represent the biodiversity that we need, and we don't think of it unless a crisis comes up. The one that people know about is the Irish potato famine, where they were growing, you know, essentially variations on one clone of potato. And, you know, thousands of people, actually over a million, died because of crops fail. And it doesn't exactly happen that way in the U.S., that you can have, you know, terrible economic disruption. You know, like in the 70s, there was a corn blight that, you know, took out a huge portion of the crop. And, you know, more recently, tomato blight. And in each of those cases, it's a variety that may not be so common and may not be, you know, the most productive that carries those genes that are resistant to these diseases. And we don't know until the time comes for need what which of the genetic resources that exist when you have a wide variety of seeds that grow in a wide variety of conditions. As opposed to a uniform one that'll grow well with a lot of chemical inputs anywhere.
Right. I think the news media has done you a disservice, but that's understandable as well, given the fact that the amount of money spent by Bayer and Monsanto and Dow for advertising influences what gets covered and how it gets covered. So don't kid yourself. You think you're reading the news in your newspaper, and it's fair and balanced. It isn't, because these people buy their way. You don't have the money, but you are building up sort of an interesting following, and in that way you are changing the way we eat. For example, the Cherokee purple tomato. I have just begun to see these things. There used to be red tomatoes and yellow tomatoes, but now they're different colors. How did that come about?
Well, Craig Bohuye, sometimes known as the North Carolina tomato man, who took out so many of our traditional seeds that were samples were held in the USDA gene bank, and people started bringing him one, and this Cherokee purple tomato was one to try out among the hundreds that he was trying in the 90s, and he sent a sample to Southern Exposure Seed Exchange and said, very tasty tomato. However, it's unusual looking, so you might only find the adventurous gardener willing to try it. So our founder, Jeff McCormick, put it in saying something to that effect. And it looked a little bit like bruised beef in color.
Mm-hmm.
But if you close your eyes and taste it, you just won't. You'll have it in your garden every year. And, in fact, that's what happened. Many people tried it who were tomato lovers. And instead of being a little different in appearance, signifying something untasty, it became a mark of pride. With mm-hmm. Cherokee purple.
And I'm betting there are a lot of other examples of that, peppers and maybe corn and green things that all are part of what we originally grew here. Pretty simply, pretty straightforward. You know, it's hard to find just plain yellow corn anymore. Right? You can't find yellow.
It's
you just find it's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really pretty amazing. All right, you also have co-founded the annual Heritage Harvest Festival and Seed Swap that takes place at Monticello, which I think is very interesting. How much you have national and international participants in this? I mean, we're talking about America, basically, but they're in other countries. The hope here is that Monsanto, which is basically scoffed at in Europe, they've got no use for Monsanto there, and other parts of the country will continue with their seed outreach, and that stuff will get here, and we'll be using those seeds. Is that part of this festival?
The festival, the Heritage Harvest Festival at Monticello, is a celebration of, diversity and of Thomas Jefferson's gardening legacy. Mm-hmm. A lot of the concentration are varieties that are here in the U.S., but we certainly reach out beyond that because this is a World Heritage Site. And so Carrie Fowler, who started the International Gene Bank at Svalbard, came and was our feature speaker 1 year because this was sort of a backup in the permafrost in case bad things happen. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the first withdrawal of seeds has been due to a natural disaster. So these are things where seed savers who all over the world, many of them from developing countries, work together to try to make that genetic diversity be backed up. As well as growing on the ground in all the different countries, trying to have farmers have freedom. We don't want the farmers the cotton farmers, in India who were tricked into stopping growing their traditional varieties. And then they realized they couldn't afford the chemicals and fertilizers that it took to grow these GM cottons, but then there isn't a supply of the traditional varieties available. And, we don't want that to happen in this country. So our goal is to not only have seeds in the hands of gardeners, but have farmers realize that it's in their best interest to look for open pollinated varieties and to encourage university breeding to provide improve selected varieties that they can save their own seeds from. So they, even if they choose to use hybrids at this point, that they have the choice of growing their own should conditions change.
I like open pollinated. I have a dairy farm and I grow open pollinated corn. Not easy to find that either. I find it on a farm in there's three places I get it, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. Well, there's one in Illinois, too. You can still find it, but they're operated by older gents who still have the tradition. And as a matter of fact, there was one suit involving one of them who planted 50 acres of corn across the street from about 100 acres of Monsanto corn. And Monsanto wanted to sue him because when the wind blew, what happens? There's cross-pollination. The wind blows stuff around. And they claimed this guy was ruining their perfect seed. And what a bunch of beauties. Ay, ay, ay. All right, we'll continue. Go ahead, Ira. You wanted to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say they hide the locations of where their crops are and then have the nerve to be upset because we're cross-pollinating it.
Yeah, they're amazing. Really are. People don't understand how evil they really are. 45 past the hour, the American Family Farmer, Ira Wallace, is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. If you're not getting enough rest, if you do not have a good night's rest, you are restless, you don't fall asleep well, you can't stay asleep, you have a problem. I've had the problem. We've all had that problem. The way to fix it is to use pillows from MyPillow. Get new pillows so you can get a great rest every night. Great rest. That's what they're all about. And the fabulous offers that they have at MyPillow.com, everybody should be going and replacing the old pillows that you have. That's where you get started. And then there's so many other great things in their catalog. You can see them all at MyPillow.com. For example, we have two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Act now to get yours by going to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you get the 50% off not only the pillows, but everything else in the catalog at MyPillow.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Facebook wasn't the first and they won't be the last. Many internet users are rightfully questioning how secure their private data really is. But it takes an explosive scandal like the recent Cambridge Analytica breach to shine a bright light on the issue. To talk about common online privacy myths, I caught up with Paige Hansen, Chief of Identity Education at Norton, who said one misconception is that a private or incognito mode on your browser is really private.
Private browsing will usually block the history of what you've done or that specific website to download cookies, but what it's still doing and what it might do is it might still download the files or store the files that you've been to, and keep in mind that that only applies to that specific browsing session.
To remain truly anonymous, Paige says to use VPN software before you browse the web. More info is at Norton.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had. This is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
All right, a couple of more minutes here with Ira Wallace from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. Actually, there's another website. We were talking about that Heritage Harvest Festival. You can go to that, heritageharvestfestival.com. You've also written a book, The Timber Press Guide to Vegetable Gardening in the Southeast. Why just the Southeast? This is it's online, available online at booksellers, but the same principles go anywhere, don't they, Ira?
They do, But this particular book goes into details about planting dates and such for people in the Southeast, because many garden books are written for people in the Northeast and on the West Coast. And we thought, when I was asked to write a book by Timber Press, it seemed like just for once, give the Southeast a little bit of respect. However, I have other people who have gotten it and said, if you adjust based on your last frost date, that the information works very well for people in other regions. And who knows, maybe I'll write another book, even though at 70, one wonders.
Keep up the good work. I think the age is just a BS number. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. It's how you're working. All of this stuff is going to keep you young. And you keep pushing the bullies around. Push back on the bullies. I'll help you wherever I can. SouthernExposure.com, Ira Wallace and her focus on all kinds of things, not just vegetables, but flowers and herbs and that sort of stuff. You can request a catalog by going to SouthernExposure.com. You'd be doing yourself a big favor if you like to grow really good, perfect, healthy food. Thank you, Ira. 10 before the hour, American Family Farmer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Calendar to blind us to the fact that every moment of our life on the farm is a miracle and a mystery. When you think about, I do this all the time when I'm on my tractor, I look at the things that are growing, whether it be hay, corn, things in the garden, trees, grass, all of us, the miracle of life and the mystery of life. We don't understand a lot of it. The farmer and the life that we live on the farm does, I don't know if it's force us to understand what's going on, but it gives us a chance to have an insight right up close, personal. The old expression, you watch the grass grow. Well, at some points in the year, you can almost watch the corn or the grass grow. And I think to myself, how wonderful is this experience that we have that most of us don't even understand? How some being greater than we are, if even it can be a being, it's an energy, whatever it is that we all share, because we do share it. We all share life, and that's the energy that comes from something somewhere that we can't explain. But it's really amazing. I think farmers have the best seat in the house when it comes to understanding that sort of thing. So when I talk about in my commentary, which I am now going to focus on here for the next few minutes, what's going on with food, with our source, because you know that the American family farmer is the background, the backbone of our nation's health and well-being. It really is. And so when you see the government and the big ag companies, DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, the Sweeza family, Dean Foods, screw the farmers, the family farmers, the way they have. And you look at how dairy is dying now. You go to some places, I think of New York State, which has been a fabulous dairy state, and Pennsylvania and Vermont, to name a few. But you can go to Michigan, you can go to Wisconsin, Minnesota, places where dairying has been really important to the economy. And the dairy farmers are getting out because they don't know what the options are. What are the options? And I think, as I'm asked this, people send me notes. At Doug Steffen is my Twitter handle. You can send things along. It isn't the way it was when your parents were farming. There's no question about that. Low milk checks. Lenders won't lend money to farmers who are in the dairy business. I know a cattle dealer, my friend and cattle dealer, who extends credit to the farmers that are buying his cattle because there's no other way of him moving cattle. And so you have, I came from a farm, about 75 cows, a couple of hundred acres, and that's the way I grew up. In high milk price days, it was tough for them even then to keep up with the bills. So you can imagine now what's going on, where the cost of milking is 21, maybe 22 bucks a hundred weight, and those bastards at DFA have cut the price down to 14, 15, 16 bucks. If you're organic, maybe you get 21 or 22, 23. I remember when it was 34 for a hundred weight of organic milk, not that long ago. Anyway, so we're looking for solutions here. What do we do? How do we change? If you're going to exit the dairy business, take a hard look at your balance sheet. What's the makeup of your assets? Do you have a lot of corn silage, for example, that sort of thing? Is it valuable? And then, you know, think about the other. Can you raise beef? A lot of people are doing that, going into the beef business. And then they that way can keep in the cow business a little bit. Maybe they still want to milk cows somewhat. I find that planning, what I see with people are planning from transitions, either from regular dairying to organic. That market has softened up some, but it still is a good place to go. If you can find the organic cattle around, getting into it is expensive, but the rewards are certainly much better than going into herd dispersal or losing. I think about some of these old barns that are around that have been great places for the cows loving. We all, I mean, I love the cows. I love being around that. I transitioned out of dairying to raising Jersey heifers. That's what I do on my farm and sell a lot of produce, mostly hay and that sort of thing that's related. But it's very costly. It really is. You got to think about taking care of yourself as you go down the line. Mom and dad connected to the farm. They just don't want to give up. Sometimes they dig the hole so deeply they can't get out. So think about some other things you can do on your farm. Don't just pack it all in. 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.